Hello and welcome to the Quarantine Diaries by Marta Jip. Day 12, Soulmate, March 30th. 30th or 30? Well, March 30. Monday. I have to say that yesterday's release left me in such a peaceful sleep. I've woken up much lighter, although I'm still finding my feet on a Monday morning. Drama Queen is back to sleep. Good girl. I meditate and head to the kitchen for breakfast. Annie is preparing hers there too. We say good morning and she asks me how I'm doing today. And I would hug Annie if I didn't have to keep our social distance. I tell her how I felt yesterday and she says she went through the same on Saturday. It seems we're all cracking at some point this week, which seems rather logical after 12 official days of confinement. She's also feeling the pressure of having to be productive with all these people showing off their crafting or baking sourdoughs and banana breads, which makes sense why Apocalyptic Supermarket was running out of flour. So now that people have time, they're doing that, and she feels overwhelmed. And I tell her not to worry because we have plenty of time to allow ourselves to do fuck all for a whole week and be fine with it. Not only be fine, but enjoy every second of laziness. I mean, no pressure, but just do whatever makes you happy. I tell her that my intention of doing a Disney movie marathon for a whole week is coming up anytime soon because I know I will enjoy it. But no bread nor banana cakes. Mm-mm. Cooking is surprisingly low on my list of quarantine priorities. Well, not so surprising, to be honest. It's a cloudy London day, but I pick one of my favourite skirts, put some makeup and red lippy on and get ready for Monday. Because we might be back to autumn in London, but it's still springtime in my room. I put London random playlist on and plays Yes, Total Must Retain. Random playlist, you sport it on, honestly. I check emails and Microsoft Teams and all that stuff. And tomorrow is submission day, so I don't have as many essays to check. And I can see Honor Student made a comment on the deadline yesterday afternoon, obviously. So he goes, Miss, you mentioned Tuesday the 30th, but Monday is the 30th. When do we submit? Oh, true. Apologies. I changed the date for Tuesday the 31st. And Honor Student is very keen to get deadlines right, even if the work is eventually turned in late. Maybe Honor Student is really keen, turning into keen student. Well, let's see tomorrow. I carry on preparing some more research homework for Easter and have a break. I look at the window. There's a bit of sunshine that has come out of the gloomy clouds and I enjoy the feeling of the sun on my face. It's a peaceful morning. Random playlist plays Today I Met the Boy I Want to Marry on. I start finding random playlist's sense of humour today a little bit cruel. Just saying. By the time I finish everything, it's almost four and I haven't had a bite because today's porridge was really filling. So I decided to cook what I have left of the pea pasta and finally be done with it and promise never to buy it again, ever, ever. I have some pesto left, so I use it and make a decency dish with parmesan cheese. Loads of it. And wine. Yeah. Oh, dear wine. I missed you so much. I feel like reading today after having lunch. So I pick a copy of How the World Thinks by Julia Maggini. And I've been reading it just by picking random chapters. And the book goes pretty much on how Western and Eastern cultures differ in their way of thinking and how they see and take the same phenomena in different ways. And my interculturalist geek goes and she pops in and she wonders, okay, if the whole world is dealing with the same shit right now, are we taking it in the same way? I mean, we tend to give for granted that everyone is kind of dealing with the situation similarly. But from a mindset point of view, how much is that mindset differing across cultures? Well, food for thought, I guess. I'll ask my fellow interculturalists to see what they think. I chat with Mum. She's feeling pretty tired today, and, you know, I get her. We've all gone and we're all going through ups and downs. And I would give her a hug and a kiss if I could, but I can't. So instead, all I can do is listen to her and send her an insane collection of gifts and memes. And that will have to do for now. I'll hug her so much when I see her. And Annie texts me saying she can't make it for tonight's dinner because she's got a deadline. So, you know what? I decide to use my lack of plans wisely. And I take the best companion ever on a date. Myself. So I grab the only long night gown I have, and I never wear it because it's far too fancy, and pour some of Mr. Chateau Bouvelet 2018. And tonight I don't let random playlists take control over the music because I know very well what I want, which is Grease and loads of Lizzo. Because after yesterday, I thought it would be a great idea to make amends and spend some quality time with myself. It's a self-care Monday. So after wine and dancing, I call it an early night because tomorrow's Tuesday and I still need to work. But it's been fun. And as I'm sorting myself out for a good night's sleep, I think maybe I haven't met the boy I want to marry today, but I have definitely met the girl I want to marry. And I am so glad she will always be by my side. So yeah, it's been the best Monday date ever. So cheers for more self-dates to come.